took the hose, froze the backyard. Little buddy dreamed he was Rocket Richard. He grew up big and he grew up tough. He saw himself scoring.
Hey, good morning, everybody. WTCM 813 now. That's Warren Zevon with Hit Somebody, the hockey song, written by the one and only Mitch Albom, who's also written a musical. That's right, a stage musical called Hockey, the Musical. Mitch is on the line. Good morning, Mitch.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
Ah, you wrote the hockey song. Is that right?
I did.
Letterman. Did Letterman go in the studio, or how did Letterman get on that?
Letterman, Paul Schaefer, David Crosby, they're all on that record. Yeah. They were... friends with Warren, and I wrote the song. Warren was a good friend of mine, and yeah. Wrote the song for him. They went and recorded it.
Yeah, sad moment to lose Warren a few years ago. Boy, you did Ernie, of course, which has been in Traverse City the last 2 years. Ernie Harwell, the stage play. Hockey the Musical and Hockey the Song. Are you particularly attracted to hockey out of all the major sports?
No, it's just coincidence, now that you mention it. But Hockey the Musical is just, it's a departure for me, but something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I was raised in music, and that was my first job before I got into writing. So it's kind of been on my bucket list to do a musical. And hockey just, I had an opportunity to do it in a place called the Hockey Town Cafe downtown here in Detroit. And hockey has always been a funny sport to me. You know, I mean, they throw octopuses on the ice. You do something wrong, you have to sit in a little box
right.
Like a kid, you know. And it's always got this inferiority complex, you know, because it's not as big as the other sports. And I thought, this is a good backdrop for something funny. And so I created this play where hockey is threatened to be destroyed by God, because God thinks man has gotten too involved with sports and he wants to kill one. So he picks hockey, and these five kind of regular folks have to try to prove that hockey is worth saving. And it becomes very funny, very, very ridiculous, over the top, but with music and dancing and hockey sticks.
Hockey the Musical in Traverse City at the Opera House, Wednesday, August 9th through Saturday, August 12th. And you can get your tickets now at cityoperahouse.org. We'll have more information on that, but the date's August 9th through the 12th. When did this debut? How long has the play been, the musical been around, Mitch?
It debuted last summer here in Detroit, and met with great reception, and people just had a great time. And it's got a very interesting sort of set to it, in that there's really no props or classical sets. Like, it's a giant, giant flat screen behind the actors, and it keeps changing with all different backgrounds, including periodically throughout the play, real hockey players like Steve Yzerman, Brendan Shanahan, Don Cherry, Pavel Datsyuk, and others. They appear on the screen and talk to the actors interactively and tell them, no, you're doing this wrong, no, go over here, we don't want to be wiped out, whatever. And so the audience is constantly surprised as to who's going to pop up into the play and take part in the play. And it ran last summer to real great reception, so we brought it back this summer for a run in Detroit, which is just finishing up now. It's got another 10 days or so. And then Traverse City will actually be the first road trip for it. So I'll be coming up for the opening night of that, and looking forward to taking it on the road.
Why Traverse City for the second location?
Well, I've had great success with Traverse City, and a great little private love affair with that town. I've been up there many times for my books and for appearances at the Opera House. We did Ernie, as you mentioned, and it seems to be a very good launching point for projects that I've had. I mean, I've had other plays there as well, and it seems like when we first leave Detroit, it's far enough away that different people are seeing it, but close enough that the sensibility is still the same, and I'm very comfortable there.
Will it play in Traverse City? Is the question.
Well, we'll find out, won't
we? That's just nice to come out of Detroit where it works, and then take it on the road, the first place to Traverse City. Hey, how'd you get, like, Shanahan and Yzerman? Did you approach them and ask them if they would do that?
30 years of being in this business.
I guess so. Jeez.
They're just friends of mine over time, and I just asked them if they would do it. And that's the other thing about hockey. They're all like, sure, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And it's very, very funny to see these guys pop up. Darren McCarty and Joey Koser are in it. And they're very funny. You know, they're dry, but they're funny. And it helps move the thing along. And there's even a moment where we pull someone out of the audience they look for Scotty. They go looking for Scotty Bowman. They say, we need to make a big decision. We need a coach. Oh, my God, there's Scotty Bowman. And everyone gets excited because they think Scotty Bowman's in the audience. And then up comes, you know, like an 8-year-old or a grandmother or something. And they have to make this very important decision in the play. So you never know who's going to be plucked from the audience. It's very much like Spam-a-lot sort of sensibility. Everything's a wink and a nod. Everything is over the top. If you're not laughing every 4 or 5 seconds, we did something wrong, and that's fun.
That sounds terrific. And it's a musical, so you'll have singing, dancing, people on stage.
The whole nine yards. Yep. I mean, it's a Broadway show. You know, most of the music I wrote, a number of the songs, we got the rights to the songs, and I rewrote the lyrics. So you'll recognize a number of the songs in there, from some Bee Gees songs or some Lou Bega songs or some old-fashioned songs from the 50s and 60s. And you know, like I say, if you're not laughing for 90 minutes, then I owe you a refund.
All right. Are you taking it to Canada? Any thoughts to getting it to our neighbors to the north there?
Yes. I hope to do that next year because it's got one of the lead guys, one of the key figures trying to save it is Canadian. There's a Canadian, a Russian, an American, and they're constantly arguing over who really owns hockey and who has the right to it. There's even a song called God is a Canuck, trying to prove that God actually favors hockey. So it needs to be in Canada, and it's so close. So I just have to figure out the logistics of doing that because there's a lot of paperwork. It's close, but the paperwork is far.
We have a few retired NHLers in Traverse City, so we'll see if anybody shows up here. It's only running 5 nights here. Is it Wednesday, August 9th through Saturday, August 12th? Get your tickets. Come on inside for a great laughs. Hockey the Musical, written by Mitch Albom. Mitch will be there on opening night. If you want to find out more, go to cityoperahouse.org. Mitch, great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Ron. Look forward to seeing you up there.
All right, Mitch Albom.